It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. One big winner from election night 2020 was called rather early on. Drugs. Voters in four more states approved recreational marijuana. In Oregon, a statewide proposition to decriminalize small amounts of drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine, also passed. Offenders will now be issued a ticket for possession of those harder drugs or have the option of receiving treatment funded by taxes from marijuana sales. But if Oregon is on the far left of the drug policy spectrum, Texas might be its ideological opposite. Bills to just reduce the penalties for pot possession have failed to gain traction in the Texas state legislature, much less full-blown legalization efforts. But could that change as drug rules continue to loosen up across the country? Joining us to talk about this issue, Catherine Neal Harris. She's a drug policy fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So now that we've seen more of these drug-related measures pass in other states, where does Texas stand in terms of its policies when you compare it to where the country seems to be going as a whole?
I think that Texas is pretty far behind in terms of, you know, what it's doing to reform its drug laws, unfortunately. And I think that that's partly due to the fact that we don't have the ballot initiative process in the state. And so it's left up to the state legislature. And I think that's why you see Texas kind of falling behind other states in progress on this issue.
But I wonder, is there some value to being a latecomer in this regard? I mean, if I were an elected official in Texas, perhaps I might not think it was such a bad idea to watch Oregon take such a leap as it appears to have taken and see how it goes rather than be a trailblazer, at least on this matter.
I understand your point, and I think that there's certainly something to be said for an incremental approach. And I think that Texas itself could take that incremental approach right now. Right now, you know, possession of controlled substances like heroin and cocaine are considered a felony in this state. And so Texas could take an incremental approach and reduce the penalties for possession of those drugs without going towards full-blown decriminalization. And I think that that would be one way that the state could start to see some benefits without taking that larger leap.
What do we know about the economic and public health benefits of, let's focus on the legalization of recreational use of marijuana now that over a dozen states have done so? I think at one point there was the thought that California and Colorado might reap massive revenue increases, for example.
Yes, there has been a considerable amount of tax revenue that has been gained through legalization. And there's that cost as well as reduced cost of forcing marijuana prohibition against people. And so I think that there are certainly a lot of economic gains to be had from that. On the public health side of things, you know, I think that you do have to weigh the harms of prohibition against, you know, what might come from full-blown commercialization. And I think that there are ways to legalize that don't entail a full-blown commercial market that actually encourages heavier use. And I think that balancing those interests is where we can find a sweet spot policy. And hopefully that's the direction that we can see Texas move in.
Well, some cities in Texas have already moved somewhat in that direction, effectively decriminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana. When do you expect the state as a whole to follow suit or even expand access for medical or recreational purposes for marijuana? Or do you think it ever will, given the political dynamics?
I think that it will eventually. I think, you know, I'm actually slightly optimistic for this session in terms of an expanded. Right now, there's a Compassionate Use Act here in Texas that offers very limited access to a low THC form of cannabis. And I'm optimistic about the prospects this session for expansion of that bill to include more conditions and perhaps a higher cap on the amount of THC that's allowed. So I think we are moving in that direction. As far as decriminalization goes, the bill last session got further than it ever has before. And I think that we can continue to see support for that. We know that the majority of Texans do support decriminalization and medical access. And I think that going forward, we'll start to see more elected officials come around, especially because, you know, I think this past election has shown that, you know, even in very conservative states, for example, Mississippi, South Dakota, that went heavily for Trump, voters still supported legalization.
Catherine Neal Harris is a drug policy fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Professor Neal Harris, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.